to my life. I can take a wild guess.
You know what's crazy? What is this?
Sushi means sex.
What is going on this show?
Is the lighter side or the dark side?
Oh, no, he didn't.
What did you do? What did you do?
Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. Dark Minions. Welcome to the lighter side of the dark side. It's a Dark Mark show. The I got stood up for Valentine's Day edition. But you know what? It doesn't matter. I'm looking. You got to see what I'm looking at. This may be the weirdest show we've ever had. Anyway, welcome to the lighter side of the dark side. Welcome. I did want to let you know before we get started, we have, I'm going to say who we have. We're drinking absinthe and vodka because there's a drought. And we no water.
We're doing our part.
We're doing our part. And that,
we're
that,
trying to contribute.
What happened, this is the, I got stood up for Valentine's Day. What a surprise. Ginger Lynn was supposed to be our guest, and Josie Cat was supposed to be our co-host as usual. Ginger Lynn, I hope you feel better. She has bronchitis. She had to cancel. And Josie Cat is unavailable. So, but that's good because we've got somebody who did not stand me up.
Now you're stuck with me.
Well, none of you stood me up. Actually,
now you're stuck with all of us.
Bloody Blood Meadow from the show Gothics with three X's was always supposed to be part of the show, and she is again. I have my lovely substitute, and here's to you. I'll be drinking out of the skull.
I love the skull.
Oh, yes. And then we have... the lovely, the beautiful Hell's Bell is back.
Hi.
And you know, every time Hell's Bell has been on in Skid Row Studios, the breasts have come out. So I'm hoping that that happens again. But that
amongst other things.
Don't jinx it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, amongst other things.
I was hoping your breasts would come out too, Bloody, but we'll see what happens there.
We'll see what happens.
Hope springs infernal.
I'm sure it does. And my oddest Valentine of all is the man who's been here before. You know him, you love him. Last time, it's not
it.
Donald Duck. It is Loco Coco the Clown.
El Pato Loco.
El Pato Loco. How are you, Loco Coco?
How you guys doing, everyone?
I'm doing okay. Let before you start eating tissues and quacking into the mic and barking like a dog, I have to get this out because since all of you have been on the show, it's been very exciting. We got a new sponsor, a big one, Audible.com. We are sponsored now by Audible.com. And Loco Coco is putting clown makeup on Hell's Bell already, not waiting for his cue as usual. Audible.com, this is good because I get to talk to Bloody because I picked out a book for you, an audiobook. Because I know you're a 500-pound.
Thank you.
500-year.
You're too kind.
500-year-old vampire, correct?
Correct.
So you like the classics.
Of course.
Like Bram Stoker's Dracula.
Naturally.
How would you like to hear an audiobook performed by... Tim Curry, Alan Cumming, and an all-star cast.
It sounds like a dream come true.
Not only that, you get it for free. Because...
How do I take advantage of this amazing offer?
Well, you either go to... It's funny you should ask. You either go to Audible...
I think it might be audible.com.
No, not audible.com, because you would go to audibletrial.com/darkmarkshow. Or... easier than that, just go to Dark Mark Show. You'll see all the bold shows, link to our iTunes page, our YouTube page, and there's a little banner ad right next to my smiling face.
Wonderful.
And just click on that. You go through it. You look up Bram Stoker's Dracula. That's the first one. You look up Vampire. That's the first one that'll come up. And if you're into more modern vampire stories, they also have Bloodsuckers, a love story.
Very nice.
So that's my audible.com.
That's lovely. I will be seeing Alan Cumming. He's reprising his... role as the MC in Cabaret.
When is that?
In New York City in April. Okay. And of course, Neil Patrick Harris is also doing Hedwig.
Okay.
And,
oh, wow.
Blood Meadow is flying out to see both because I'm a 500-year-old vampire, but I'm also a gay man.
I was going to say, you're the oldest fag hag known to man.
Correct.
Oh, so we're going to...
OFG.
Yes. So Blood Metal, it's been a while since you were here on the Halloween show, and that was fantastic.
My favorite holiday, the most sacred.
Yes. So what do you think about Valentine's Day?
Valentine's Day is my least favorite holiday.
Have you had your heart broken?
It's a nice bookmark. Yeah, Mark, Blood Meadow has had her heart broken so severely on Valentine's Day.
Oh, do tell.
I will not date the living. I will only date the dead and the irretrievably insane. I won't even date the retrievably insane.
So Loco Coco has
Loco
a shot.
Loco Coco does have a shot.
Charlie Sheen. Irretrievably insane. The dead, Philip Seymour Hoffman, now is in your circle.
He's on the short
Caesar.
List.
Sid Caesar.
Sid Caesar's on the long list. He went past his prime.
Well, I would think probably you and Sid Caesar had a past.
He has given me a Sid Caesar, yes.
Oh, those were the days. Was that the
Blood Meadow used to date an ancient cross-dressing warlock, mm-hmm. and we were married actually.
What was her name?
We had an unholy union. we won't name names. People who know Blood Meadow know who she is speaking of.
Yes.
And she was dumped on Valentine's Day.
Wait, I've heard the story. You told me the story.
In public. It's a true story.
Yes.
And then 1 year later, the same ancient cross-dressing warlock married my friend who he had been dating. And it was fun.
Dating at the same time he was dating you.
Well, you know, a lot of people would call it cheating. A girlfriend, I was sharing with a girlfriend of mine, you know, I was married to a cross-dresser for 9 years and I didn't know. And at the very end, when I found out, it was like that scene in The Usual Suspects where all the clues come together,
right.
all the shoes that went missing, you know?
I was going to say that, like the scene in Glenn or Glenda when he takes off the thing, but...
Almost like that.
Yeah.
And she said, oh, I was wondering why your marriage broke up. And I'm like, oh, that's not why. It was because he was having sex with my friend and wanted to move her in the house, and I felt like that would be crowded.
That's quite... I thought I had a bad Valentine's Day story.
I hide 3 feet underground in mm-hmm. dark, loamy soil.
Okay.
And do not make contact with others. I don't even Facebook on Valentine's Day. That's how serious it is.
It's pretty serious.
Yeah.
Twitter?
Have you... I won't tweet. I will save drafts to tweet later. But I won't actually tweet.
Right.
Now, Mark, you've also had your heart broken on this most... Now, Valentine's Day should be cool because it's, as we all know, mm-hmm. based on Lupercalia, which is the Roman fertility festival.
Well, you said Lupercalia.
Lupuscalia.
Oh, Lupuscalia. Sorry, yes.
No, Lupercalia...
Because Hellspell was asking me if we had some lube, Jeremy?
I'm surprised that Hellspell needs lube. She's just a young, healthy thing.
It's a monsoon down there. There's no drought down there.
I usually just lube with blood,
tight,
which they say isn't safe, but you know.
Oh, yeah.
But if you're a vampire, what's the harm?
Exactly. It's all blood under the bridge, Mark.
Exactly.
But no, because it's Lupercalia, it was because they what Lupercalia really means is did you notice that every wolf around us is fucking, and they're like, we should have a holiday.
So well, we fuck too.
Yeah. They're like, it's that time of year where all the birds are getting together, all the little rabbits and gophers, all the things of the earth want to get together and make love. But
mm-hmm.
but how was your heart broken on Valentine's Day, Mark? This one or a previous one?
Oh well, my heart.
Obviously, your heart broke.
Actually, my heart's not broke because I'm watching Loco Coco put a clown face on Hell's Bell, and it is entertaining to no end.
That's a very particular fetish you have there, Mark.
No. Well, actually, it's funny you should mention that because my Valentine this year, tomorrow night, I'm going to see her perform, and it's actually our first date. Should you have a first date on Valentine's Day? What do you guys think, Loco?
Yeah, let's do it.
not me and you. No,
make a clown face.
No, she's actually she's been on the show. She's been on the show with Loco Coco.
What kind of stripper is she?
Clownawin Monroe. She's not a stripper.
Oh, yeah.
We'll make her strip.
Clownawin. Well, we'll try to save that for Friday.
Maximus.
Right. So that
Great
was
show.
So Clownawin Monroe. She's gonna be my clown in time. But I don't have the clown fetish. Nestor, who has a show after us, has a clown fetish.
He does. He'll like this. He'll love it.
Right. I'm actually looking at your pale demeanor. You actually are more pale than last time, if I recall correctly. And that's apropos because you moved from Long Beach to Silver Lake, correct?
Yes.
So now
we're
you
all
can,
the vampires.
So, exactly, and all and actually, to be a fag hag vampire, that would probably be the best place ever.
It's ideal. It's quite ideal.
Right.
Well, okay. So you have tomorrow. There's positivity. I think that dating, having a first date on Valentine's Day, is too much pressure.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's
also
what I'm
for
told.
Me, it would be quite difficult because of the loamy ground that I'll be buried underneath for the duration. But right. You know, perhaps it'll work out for you. So. But I want to hear a bad Valentine's Day story.
Oh, I have total bad Valentine's Day story. I mean, I've got.
Tell me a good one.
Okay, let me.
A good bad one.
Okay. Well, here's the thing about Valentine's Day. Usually, I'm either starting to date somebody right before, mm-hmm. or right after. Like on Valentine's Day, I usually never quite hit it.
Right.
I've only really had like 5 Valentines in my whole life, like on Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
So I've always like reveled when I do have a date on Valentine's Day. It's so rare. But I will tell you that I'll tell you the last time I was stood up was I met this young lady at Batcave, as I'm wont to do. And she's like, okay. She lives in Santa Monica. I was like, well, I'll meet you at the hotel bar. Mm-hmm. And so I was there and I was waiting for about half an hour and she didn't show up. And, you know, at the time you're holding back tears and, you know, you're just like...
Don't make me laugh.
Sorry. You're holding back to me or him?
No, he's making me laugh now, too.
I have sympathy for you, Mark.
Right, so you're holding.
Fuck these clowns.
Fuck the clowns. But so
I have no heart. Sorry.
No, so I'm sitting there.
Hells, you look lovely.
Thank you, my dear.
It's a good look on you, Hells. I like the pearl necklace. That's a good touch.
Oh, there'll be pearl necklaces, trust me.
I'll bet there will. You've never met Hell's Bell, have you?
Ironic humor.
Yes, she's very alt. She's very alt.
Wait, so
I was like, I was waiting for the next day. I was like, well, first off, so I didn't hear anything that night. And, you know, with the modern technology, you would think you get a text, you get something, right? So there's got to be an excuse.
You say to yourself, that poor girl was hit by a bus.
Something happened. And I was like, okay. So here's what happened. So the next day, about noonish, which I'm guess is when she woke up, said, oh, I'm sorry, I fell asleep. And I overslept, and I didn't wake up till about 1 a.m., and sorry.
And I felt like you probably would be gone.
Yeah, so that's that. Or maybe she went down there, who knows? So that's a typical story.
How old was she?
She was probably too old for me, I think. I don't know. Oh,
She was 18.
I know. Yeah. I was going to say, she's probably too young.
The first time I got
young's 18.
First time I got my heart broken, which I talk about in my show, is when I was 17, and she was 17 too, so it was age appropriate. It wasn't a Woody Allen thing. And we were dating. It was my first love. I was in love. And then she actually sort of looked like that. It was good. I like that. So she.
And you said, honey, I love you. And she said,
That's hot.
Not a good
that
sign.
Is so hot.
That's not a good sign.
She turned into a meth head.
Mm.
And I had to say, look, you know, when the shaking started getting really bad, I said, look, I got two choices, the meth or me. Figuring that I'd be so irresistible. she couldn't resist. Yeah. Then, so she chose the meth. Then a couple years later, and this is a typical story for me. Her brother comes around. She's like, you're the only guy that actually treated her nice. And she just got out of jail. You want to see her? And so that was kind of weird. And her newborn baby.
You should have said, honey, the meth are your teeth. That could have been clearer. That could have been a clearer message.
Wait. Here's the worst heartbreak story of all, which is ironic because we actually rekindled after a 10-year breakup, the wonders of Facebook. Mm-hmm. I'm glad you're so interested in my heartbreak. Because I should be asking the guest questions, but
I know it's so interesting.
They're busy.
Let us know
when the makeup's on. So okay, and this is the worst goth breakup thing ever.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, I was dating this woman, then the second woman I ever fell in love with, beautiful, smart, wonderful. I bought us.
It's embarrassing that you're talking about me in the studio this way.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't you. But I've got some toys for you. I'm going to be giving you what I was going to give Ginger.
Ooh. Okay.
I'm going to be giving.
Hell's
worth, yeah.
I know. I might have to use those.
Yeah. Back on track. So, I bought 5th row seats for Depeche Mode.
I
gave her the tickets. She loves Depeche Mode. I know you hate Depeche Mode.
I'm already tearing up.
Right. No, I love Depeche Mode.
Everybody loves Depeche Mode.
I know.
Loco, Depeche Mode, you're into it?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I'm crying.
Depeche Mode, right at their peak. Fifth row seats. And she, something happened. She said that. I gave her the tickets. Mm-hmm. And she said, she's like, I can't see anymore. She's like, what do you want me to do with the tickets? And I was just, it's so young and naive. Then I said, you can have them. And she went with her friend, and apparently she was sad throughout the whole concert. And I was sitting there the whole night listening to Depeche Mode, masturbating and crying, which actually is a nightly occurrence
that's
for me.
That's normal.
Yeah, it's very
normal. That's the normal
so.
Way to listen to Depeche
yes.
Mode.
Okay.
We have a question from Twitter.
Yes.
Miss Valerie Branch from San Francisco asks,
yes.
Blood Meadow, what is the gothest Olympic event?
That's an interesting question. I've got the answer.
She thinks maybe javelin catch or the decathlon. Those are her offerings.
Curling.
Curling is very goth.
It's so goth. The broom.
The broom. The focus.
Yes.
It happens in the cold darkness.
It has to be a winter sport.
I kind of like diving because of the high odds of breaking your neck.
Right.
But that is a summer Olympic sport, so that's not appropriate.
But nobody's ever broken their neck.
Not yet.
In the Olympics? Not yet.
Not yet.
Yeah, not yet.
Outside of the Olympics?
Not yet.
Lots of times.
I think Jeremy's about to break his neck looking at Hell's Bell getting her breasts painted.
Yeah, that just kind of happened, huh?
It's interesting how that happened.
Kind of flowed with the go.
Yeah,
so.
I guess the Valentine's Day show will be me and Blood Meadow talking about sad things while
Coco Loco has made himself.
Loco Coco has become
a pre-Valentine's Day.
Yeah, so this may be the best Valentine's Day
this
I've ever had.
This might be my Valentine's Day gift.
Apparently it is. Happy Valentine's Day. I got some other stuff for you. I got something for Loco, too. Yeah.
All right.
So, well, if you got those gifts for Ginger, then I might have to advertise them.
No, I recently purchased myself a nice gift.
Yes.
It was going around on Facebook. It's the Ultimate O vibrator from England, and it kind of looks like it looks sort of like a
Hell's Bell is a rapid
attention.
I'm
like, bing!
It's pink. It's about yay big. It kind of looks like a Red Bull can with a Venus flytrap coming out of it.
I actually ordered that same.
I don't think it's for you.
No, it's not for
Jeremy.
Definitely not for me.
I have one that's pink and it's very big and it's like.
That's
what
not what
saying.
We're talking about now.
You have to show me.
But it's science. It's science.
So when you say Venus flytrap, so it opens and closes?
It just has these little if you looked at it, Jeremy.
Yeah.
It has little petals on it.
Have you used it, Jeremy?
It's supposed to give you some kind of like third level orgasm. Some shit.
So, how do you know this, Jeremy?
Because a girl let me know that I should get that for her.
I gotta tell you something.
That's the gift that keeps on giving, Jer.
Yeah.
Well, now that Jeremy's introduced himself
to
the show, we love Jeremy. Jeremy is on a hot streak with women. Jeremy, tell us how you did it.
I have no idea, man, but it's working out great.
So a woman told you to buy the vibrator for her?
Yeah. So she
that's romantic.
She saw it online, and she's kinky. She wants to try things, and I love nothing more than to watch a woman come really hard. So
that's a good trait.
So
he knows what to say now.
I ordered that shit right up.
Oh, we're
gonna
be best friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's coming tomorrow, and I'm coming tomorrow, so...
Yes, you will.
Can we all come together? Third level.
I'm going to drop out of society in my lonely grave.
Let us all come together.
Yeah. It's like the Beatles said.
Did they?
Yeah.
Come together.
Oh, that's right.
I know, exactly. Come together. That's right.
Have you ever taken yourself out on a Valentine's Day by yourself? I have.
I see, that's why I like to stay away, because you are surrounded. And Mark, let's be clear.
The dinner and the movie, and you watch all the couples.
You're surrounded by...
Exactly.
Happy couples. So Valentine's Day, but let's talk about who likes Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day is for young people in new relationships who don't know how bad it can get.
Right.
Exactly. Thank you.
And it sucks for everybody else. It sucks for people who are single, but it also sucks for people who are in relationships that are no longer working, and they're like, well, this is the time we dress up and pretend that this is still a thing.
Exactly.
And they're around the beautiful young people who don't know how bad it can get.
Right.
No, I don't take myself out for Valentine's Day. One time, me and a girlfriend bought ourselves a big box of chocolates, and then we ate all the ones we wanted, and the ones we didn't want, we mushed together in a big ball, and we paid a fat guy $5 to eat it. But I mean...
Well, that's a good Valentine's Day.
It was a good Valentine's Day.
Now, what are the ones you don't want?
I don't like truffles.
Okay. I love truffles.
I like a vegan caramel. I like a nut.
I bet you like a nut.
I bet you like a nut.
I like a nut with that caramel filling. Yummy.
Yeah. and you can have all the cherry cordials. I don't care for those.
Cherry cordials? Oh, you mean the ones that explode in your mouth?
Exactly.
Hells, do you like the ones that explode in your mouth?
Yes, I love those ones that explode in your mouth. Those are the best.
Right. Local, this may be the first time I've ever heard you be silent. This is great.
Yeah,
you're mesmerized. No, that's cool. Go ahead. We'll plug your show at the end of the show. I didn't know you'd be such the artiste on the show tonight.
But, I'm trying.
Now, here's the thing. It's two questions for you before you get to the Twitter questions. I'm glad we do have Twitter questions. And anybody wants to call it, it's 1-800-893-9562.
Please call.
Local Coco is waiting for your call. And by the way, we've got some exciting shows coming up. Next week, we're going to have Melrose Larry Green, Sin Fisted, who is a contortionist and a midget. In 2 weeks, we're going to have Tessa LaCoyle, who is formerly known as Danny Danger. And last time she was on, Josie Cat tased her nipples. And then in 3 weeks, we're going to have, just booked it today, Sin Quirin and Aaron Rossi from the band Ministry. So it's going to be an all ministry show. So we've got some exciting stuff coming on.
A toast to you, Mark.
Thank you. Toast to you. So I was going to ask you about Gothics. Hells, you got to see this Gothics. But I haven't seen a new episode in a while.
Okay. Please, everyone unfamiliar with the show, which is the most important work of
the 21st century
of Gothic vlogging from all of Long Beach. Please
now
Google,
Silver Lake.
Please Google Gothics. Well, Gothics.
There's three X's, and it's a different 3X than you, Els.
Exactly. It's not that kind of 3X's, sorry, but it's okay. It doesn't make you a bad person.
Right.
It might, but it doesn't.
Yes.
Gothics.
The fact that you have a clown fondling your breast might make you a bad person, but.
Gothics is on hiatus.
Why would that? No way.
Oh, that makes you the best person of all time.
Exactly.
By the way,
it's artistic.
By the way,
it is artistic.
I love the glasses. It's such the glasses with the clown. You're the most intellectual topless clown I've ever seen
in
my life.
I know, right? Now I got to add that into it. Like, I'm artistic and I have intellectual.
And Ms. Blood Meadow, Lady Blood Meadow, excuse me.
Thank you.
You want me to book other comics?
You know what? This show is your show. It has your name on it. You do what you do.
This is what I do.
Okay.
This is going to be some picture after the show. Anyway.
Wonderful.
I haven't seen Gothics.
We got up to 7 episodes. Gothics is on a slight hiatus because the Lady Hellfire.
Yes.
You know the Lady Hellfire.
I know Lady Hellfire. I would love to have Lady Hellfire on my show. She's always busy on Thursday nights, though.
She's always busy all the time, and I'll tell you why. Some girls, you know, they get a love relationship and then they disappear from your life. She is in a serious relationship with a death row inmate in Florida. Okay. He's the Craigslist killer. She won't talk about anything else. She's
so there's a rift in the Gothics.
She knows what she did. She knows what she did. She's on Skype with this guy all the time. She's sending him like cupcakes with her menstrual blood in it. Like it's kind of you know, it's a thing.
Oh, come on, Hells, you've done that.
She did it yesterday.
I know. So I just did it yesterday.
I miss her very much.
It's a meal, not a mouthful.
But the most important, the most important document of Long Beach Goth is currently on hiatus until he is executed or they fall out of love.
But the last episode was the Dave Batts episode.
It was fantastic.
It was terrific.
Jen and Dave Batts, and they are they're going to be on the E Network on a tattoo. On a tattoo show in the springtime.
Oh, that's great.
So Google them and keep an eye out.
Which tattoo show is that?
Sitting in front of me, I cannot remember what it's called, but I've seen screenshots and it looks amazing. And they're amazing, and they're so great. I might
try to contact them to be on our show if it's okay with you.
You absolutely should.
If it's okay with you, I don't want to, because there's been very little Dark Mark show Gothics. Crossover.
Well, let's talk about how great Jen and Dave are just while we're here. They run a 15-year-old goth night in beautiful Long Beach called Release the Bats.
Still going?
Still going. And they've added a night in Glendale, I think on the third Saturday, called New Church.
Okay.
Or second Saturday.
Right.
They are fantastic individuals, and they would be great on your show.
New Church is the second?
Yeah, let's see.
Is it this week?
Oh, no. I'm fucking it all up. It is the first Saturday because it was Saturday the 1st of February. So the next one will be probably the first Saturday of March. But you know how the internet works. You right. Google, you Facebook New Church, you get on their list, and you find out right. when stuff is happening. So if you don't feel like
trekking
all the way.
You're going to get a lot of Lords of the New Church stuff.
Now, you don't have to trek all the way
Open
down to Long
eyes.
Beach to get
yeah,
the
yeah.
finest right. D-Rock, the best people, the most attractive.
You took me to Release the Bats. I had a great time.
It was fantastic.
And Glendale's not that far of a drive. Maybe Hells and I and
I
Loco.
I love that.
It's at the Complex in Glendale.
Right.
Blood Moon was trying to get a comedy show going there, but that's... TBD.
Well, Bloodmo and I might have a comedy show. We're working on it. I'm actually thinking we'll talk after the show. Possibly Sal's.
Now, is she being just painted or also made love to?
I guess I'm being both.
Well, if she's being made love to, it won't be Loco. Let me tell you that. But let me tell you something. It's you know, we did start late, so it's going to be a short show. But I have to because it's I have to give you Bloodmo. And I forgot the chocolate roses, which I left at home. But I owe you a chocolate rose. This is what I was going to get Ginger Lynn. And this
I love presents.
This is for you.
I know, right?
Thank you for my Valentine's Day present, Mark.
And,
let's look at it. You know, it's pink for the holiday. What we have is a... No, so you got me the petite one.
Well, I got that for Ginger Lynn.
You feel like... You like this
that's too small for you.
This is
you're so funny. I love
this.
Her.
Like this is like
she's
a joke.
Fantastic.
This is like a joke. Small penis.
No, it's not even a small penis. You see what it is? It's a squirt gun.
That's like little.
I've never seen one so little.
Well, where do you see what
I'm gonna have to get?
What do you see? What I was going
show.
To get? Well, and there's some chocolates
Thank
in there
you,
for
Mark.
You.
Wonderful. Thank you.
If you could stop painting her vagina for a second, Loco. This is going to be for Jessica.
He was just going where it was good, damn it.
Open your present first, and then he can paint your vagina.
Then go down.
Happy Valentine's Day to the MPR crew right there. Dester and the gang.
Oh, very nice. I will use that.
Unfortunately, we don't have time to have a squirt gun war.
Damn it, I know.
Could you show the camera what I got you? Show the camera what I got you.
I don't even understand it.
Okay. I will be using it.
It's a boobie water gun.
Next time.
What's nice about this, honey, is if you point this at any man, he'll just be hypnotized and stare at the boobies.
Right. Yeah.
You can shoot him as much as you want.
Well, those are boobies. But
and Loco Coco, even though you're...
This will be used next time I'm on the show. Just let everybody know.
Loco Coco, you are a heterosexual man, I'm assuming, as am I.
He's a heterosexual clown. Yeah.
You're a heterosexual clown. I'm a heterosexual man.
So can we continue, or should we not?
Wait, I got to give Loco Coco his Valentine's Day.
Oh, nice. Thank you. Thank you, Mark.
A straight man can give a straight man a Valentine's
gift. I love that you're secure enough to just give another man a Valentine's Day gift.
I got some chocolates, and look what else is in there. There's something else in there, Loco. Pull it out.
Hold on, I'm just trying.
That's just in case... Oh, maybe you touch your genitals.
Maybe you
hand
touch your genitals. Hand sanitizer. Right. Nice.
You seem very familiar with it, Blood Metal.
I like to keep a clean house.
Right. Well, Blood Metal, you are a vampire. You're 500 years old.
Yes.
But you don't have any fangs. Why is that?
I have followers. I have 1,238 followers. Is that the same as fans?
No, fangs, not
fans.
That's hilarious.
I do have fangs, but they're not for public
consumption.
Basically, you'll
they come
see,
out.
Yeah, you'll see the fangs when you need to. It's like wearing a perfume. You only want to smell it when you get into like serious business distance.
Right.
Yeah, the fangs are not a 24/7 thing. Like I would never be able to eat a veggie burger or like have a Slurpee. Like there's a lot of things.
So you are a vegetarian vampire.
Yes, I.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I don't think that killing people is inconsistent with a vegan lifestyle.
Okay.
Because it's.
So it's not an oxymoron. You can be a vegan vampire.
I think so.
Because we had a vegan vampire on our show.
Well, then you've had two.
This is the second one.
Yeah,
I gotta get up.
And then Gene Blaylock of Seraph Films. He's a vegan vampire as well.
Right.
So there's a couple of us. I just think veganism is about not taking advantage of individuals who are weaker than you are. I think if you can...
You mean like Loco Coco just took advantage of Hell's Bell?
Sad but true.
No, the advantage is if I told him not to, but I'm allowing.
She's the girl that can't say no.
See, I will tell you, this was my original co-host Hell's Bell, and she's so busy, and I love Josie Cat, but it's a different show when Hell's Bell is on, that's for sure.
You're damn straight, and I'm going to show you all people.
Well, Hell's Bell, we were talking in the car, and I want to get... Because we're going to talk about everybody's sex life, and
as it goes down, we
were talking in the car. Well, yeah, well, we already talk about masturbation enough on this show, local. But all right. Hell's Bell was amazed that I had never had anal sex.
I know. I was going to talk.
You're just
to you
not
about
talking
that.
To the right boys.
I date girls. That's the weird thing.
You know what? And I don't have a problem with that. It's not like I don't object it. It just seems like guys like that a lot.
Well, I actually, I think that speaks very well of you, Mark, because what I find is that when men show off about having anal sex, like, you know, your girl might say yes, she might say no,
but
whatever.
But she don't really enjoy
but
it.
But when she says yes.
I have an idea who would say yes and who would say no in this group. I might be mistaken, though.
When she says yes, Mark, it's not because your love is special, right? And it's not because you're dating an amazing sexual adventurer. It's because you have a little dick.
Thank you.
That's why she says yes.
Thank you.
So take it as a compliment.
Or because you're gay and you don't realize that I'm saying.
Well, that's funny because I have friends.
She's seen it. She's thought about it. She says, you know what? This isn't going to make my life that goddamn different. And besides, it's his birthday.
This girl is so fucking smart. I love her.
I love her.
So
she's the greatest. Blood Metal is great.
She's saying what I wanted to say, but I couldn't.
Cheers to you. Having no lady says, I won't take that beast.
Yeah, she's saying what I wanted to say, but I couldn't say.
It has been discussed. It has been close. Mm. I think I slipped a couple times, but
by accident.
But it just hasn't happened. So, and 500 years ago was the thought about anal sex, was it a little more prudish back in that day, or was it more open back then?
500,
so to speak.
500 years ago, anal sex was considered to be a great option if you were making love with a corpse.
Right.
Because they don't care. And right. We don't understand when it started moving on to living people. It's like it's kind of
it started with corpses.
It's kind of like when techno music got really popular. Exactly. I didn't understand because I'm like, people would start showing up at shows. I'm like, what drugs are you on? I'm not on any drugs. I like the music. What the fuck are you talking about?
You mean the
Like, this
and you're a fag, so you know all about it.
Oh,
so
I know all about it.
Do the gay vampires taste better than the straight vampires?
Now, of the gay vampires that I have known, and there have been several. I mean,
I'm sure.
We hang out. Like, you know, we don't have the same relationship as I do with straight vampires. Gay vampires, a lot of what's in their blood system is cum, so it's actually not great.
Oh, my God.
Right.
She's just
I don't care for it.
Right.
It's too salty.
Right. I'm sorry I'm not
Thank
looking you in the eye. The pants came off.
All my life.
You're busy. You're busy.
No,
I will say, this is...
She's so chill,
life,
though.
Life is for new experiences. This is my first clown asshole painting.
This is a clown... let me tell you what he's painting, because you can't see it. Mm. She has on her ass... It's a samurai, and he is painting the samurai white, kabuki style.
Nice.
So you're missing the
amazing
little,
back
the piffy nuances of the show.
I'm listening to her. Now, I want to
have a discussion with you. This is something I was just thinking about the other day, and it's amazing. It's never come up in my 500 years.
Right.
The game Othello.
The game Othello.
The game.
Not the play Othello. Yes.
Well, the game Othello is named
the white,
after
the white and the
dark. Yeah, it's named after the play Othello.
Right.
And it's about ethnic cleansing. You want all of the chips to be black, or you want all the chips to be white.
That's right.
How good does it feel to be an 80s kid now, racists?
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. I know. We just said at the same time. Exactly.
Exactly.
You know, I'm going to go home, and I'm going to think about the...
I want you to think about it.
I'm also going to think about the genocidal her ass is in my face. I'm going to think about the genocidal ramifications of Mastermind.
Yes. Because it's what? It's the yellow people.
Right.
The red people, the white people, the black people, right. But also the green and blue people, which we just haven't discovered yet.
So what type of board games did they have 500 years ago?
We used to play a game called Mumbly Peg that we would just, would take a handful of teeth from someone who you'd killed recently, but like not too recently because you want them loose, you know, and it was like dice.
This is like two shows in one. I love this.
You would throw the dice. But listeners and viewers, you can definitely tell Mark is 100% a straight man, despite Valentine's Day time. Because the presence of a lady ass and tits, it's his whole brain short circuits.
But you know what? Blood Metal, and I've
said, I'm a straight lady. It's fine.
If I haven't said this before. You are a beautiful woman.
She is fucking beautiful.
I hope Bell agrees. Loco Coco, if you can stop looking at her naked body. Blood Metal, hot, right?
Yes.
Beautiful.
Very, very hot.
Yes. Because you guys had some alone time before the show.
Yeah, we did.
But you're not naked.
That's true.
And you're not in cover. Well, you have white on your face, but it's not clown paint. It's your natural pallor.
It's my natural Silver Lake pallor.
But you know what? Where did the time go?
We had so much fun.
But
I know.
We have some plugs. Hold on. Now her vagina's in my face. No, please. Okay. We'll just start with Loco Coco since he's been so talkative during the show.
Oh, yeah.
You have some plugs for us. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. I got Circus Maximus to plug.
When is Circus Maximus?
This is going to be the 8th of March, and this is going to be in Oakland. At the Metro Opera House.
If you're in Oakland.
Yeah.
All our Oakland fans of the Dark March show, check out Loco Coco. Circus Maximus.
Yes, and you can find us on Circus Maximus LA.
And by the way, Loco, what you saw before, that was a vagina, just so you know.
Mm-hmm. Oh. FYI.
Yeah. FYI. I didn't know.
and what else do you have? Do you have anything local in LA?
No. Oh, yeah. We're trying to get a show here in March. That I can't say yet. But
how do people find you, Loco Coco?
Loco Coco or Circus Maximus LA on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Find me there. Or Loco Coco, the clown on Instagram.
So how much do you charge to paint girls up naked like you just did for Hell's Bells? Is that free?
No, that's $60, guys. Sorry.
Completely nude. Completely nude.
$60 is a good deal.
$60 or a handy.
Just go to Loco Coco on Facebook.
Or a happy ending.
Hell's Bell. Hell's Bell. I love when you're... It's a whole... Because Blood Metal was on with Josie, and now she's been on with you. Mm-hmm. It's a whole different show when Hell's Bell is on.
You damn straight.
You didn't get any tissues today.
Do we have tissues?
I was eating something.
I'm sure everybody at home has some tissues after seeing you. Hells, how do we get a hold of you?
You can contact me, Hells Bells, or Michelle Bell.
Yeah, what happened there? You were Hell's Bell, because I posted your picture, the Michelle, beautiful picture of us kissing in the lobby last time you were on the show.
It's Michelle Bell because Facebook sucks asshole. So Michelle Bell or Hell's Bells.
Because my friend Jack thought it was your sister, but it's not.
No, it's me. It's all me, baby.
So go to Michelle Bell at Facebook. And Blood Meadow?
You know, so much exciting times. I do have a show on Sunday at the Unurban.
I just want to lick her.
Sunday at the Unurban. Is that Alex Carova's show?
It's Crazy Alex Carova's
show. Right, I know Alex.
And
we had a falling out. I like Alex. She's very funny.
She's wonderful.
Yes.
And she's so great for lady comedy. And then next week I'm going to be at Crackers in Indianapolis. And I don't think it's too much to ask for people to go out to
all our Indiana fans.
All the Indiana fans.
We have some Indiana fans because we have a lot of Midwestern people come here that watch the show. And we'll answer the question. This is the last question for you. And we'll ask everybody this question.
Yeah.
Lesbian tendencies, yes or no?
You're asking me that like I didn't go to college.
Like no one went to college.
Okay.
Like we're retarded.
I mean, yeah, I've slept with girls. I have a degree.
Okay.
That's a prerequisite.
Okay. Hell's Bell, that's self-explanatory.
Yeah.
Loco Coco, any experience with guys?
No, never.
He's hoping, though.
Okay.
I'm actually sold. All of my pages are on Friendster. That's where 500-year-old vampires keep their information.
Is Friendster coming back?
I think it's going to come back. But check me out at badinia.com, B-A-D-I-N-I-A. And please check out Gothics. It's everything you have
Gothic,
to
if you
know.
Go to YouTube, go to Gothics.
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 And if I can plug myself, I've got a lot of things coming up next week. Tuesday. Tuesday, you remember when I took your Bar Sinister?
Mm.
Come back down on Tuesday. I'll be hosting Josie Cat's band, Carrera, will be playing along with the Spanx.
Awesome.
That's
Club
this
Kitties.
Tuesday?
That's this Tuesday. We're coming. Loco Coco's not coming. We're coming. And then
I'll come next time.
Wednesday, I'll be at the Oyster House in Studio City. You know Ian Salmon?
Not yet.
Very funny comic. He does the Oyster House now. He books it. It used to be just like whoever fucking showed up got on stage. Now it's a whole book show. It's going to be a lot of great comics. And then Friday, I'm doing a storytelling show with Scott Schultz.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. They're premiering Respect the Danger of Knives.
Right. Well, we're doing a whole bus. We're doing a whole bus show.
Awesome.
And Scott Schultz actually is on this network on Time Out with Coach Miller. So
awesome.
And I'm sorry we started late. Man, this could have gone on forever.
Oh, yeah, I
wish it would go on forever.
So bad.
Hells, how does Loco end up with a handful of titties and I gave you a ride? I have no idea.
You gave her gifts.
That leaves more blood metal for me.
Yeah,
folks,
at the end of the night.
Isn't like just as a closing thought? We've thought about Othello. We've thought about anal sex, but isn't every show? Isn't every show in LA a storytelling show? How has that happened? Like it used to be character shows 2 years ago. I'm just talking about comedy in its phases.
Well,
used to be happy.
Isn't every comedy show a storytelling show? Let's get deep.
I guess it is. What will it be in 2 years? They'll go back to jokes.
Well, we'll see what happens.
Anyway, let me tell you something. This is the best experience I've ever had being stood up. Lady Blood Mellow.
Thank you for everyone tuning in. Thank you.
Loco Coco with a handful of titty.
Mark, happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day to everybody.
Thank you, Mark, for having
me on. Have a wonderfully creepy Valentine.
Happy Valentine's, everybody. Thank you.
Goodbye, everyone.